Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite annual lists, the Fortune Global 500 list. Fortune magazine recently released their latest Global 500 list, which, in case you didn't know, is a ranking of the 500 largest companies in the world based on annual revenue. You may not be surprised to hear that Walmart remains the number one ranked company on the Fortune Global 500. But here's what's really interesting about the latest release of the Global 500. The number of companies on the Fortune Global 500 list that are based in China, if you include the 10 that are based in Taiwan, reached a record 129 companies, exceeding for the first time the number of companies on the list that are based in the United States, which is 121. Now, certainly, many of the largest Chinese companies are state-owned or state-supported enterprises, which owe a lot of their size to the government-supported monopolies that they have in the world's most populous market. And they may not necessarily be the world's most dynamic or innovative companies. But nonetheless, this release of the Fortune Global 500 signals a significant power shift. Only 10 years ago, there were only 43 Chinese companies on the Global 500, and 20 years ago, there were only 8. A couple of other quick stats on the Fortune Global 500 worth noting. The Global 500 companies generated almost $33 trillion in revenues in the last year. That's up 9% from the prior year, and that equals more than one-third of the world's total GDP. And here's a fact that's not so great. There are only 14 female CEOs on the Fortune Global 500, which is up from 12 last year. And that number will go to 15 in September, when Julie Sweet will take over as the CEO of Accenture. And finally, the previously mentioned Walmart, they've been in the top spot of the Fortune Global 500 now for 6 consecutive years, and for the 14th time overall since 1995. I think it's super interesting to follow these kinds of lists, as well as other broader measurements of the economy, like the labor market data I love to talk about all the time. It's really important to know where your organization stands in the country and in the world, and where your country stands in the world as well. I'll put a link to the Fortune Global 500 in the show notes. I hope you find it as interesting as I do. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.